This is the topic of the week, Heroes, Celebrities and Leaders by Anon, posted on April 14, 2025. Thank you, Anon. Oh, I'm Chichi.
And Donnie fucking don't. All right. The topic of the week, Heroes, Celebrities and Leaders. Do we really need to kill them?
Need to kill them.
Is there a properly anarchist way to be or follow a hierarchical authority? As anarchists, we generally say we have little need for living heroes, and then write exhaustive texts defending any person of anarcho status from any sort of criticism. We say we have no want for leaders, then treat every non-anarchist like a child in school. We say we believe in no gods and no masters, and then make gods and masters out of our favorite popular personas. Do we really not want to lead or be led? Or is what we are looking for is an authority that acts more kindly and less authoritatively? Do you believe there an anarchist way to be a leader or a follower? Must we kill the rancher so the herd can thrive? Or would more control over who is in charge be anarchist enough for us?
Okay. So, you want to start? Any thoughts?
Do we want any of the, I thought there was a clarification somewhere down here, but there might not be actually. Okay.
You are the one who did the whole homework and read to the comments.
Okay.
I read just the few ones.
All right. Well, you go ahead and start.
What?
You go ahead and start.
Okay. I had just since we started talking about the comments, I felt like this one had a long discussion in the comments that were important. I could not get myself to read because of things that doesn't matter for anybody else. But I think it's interesting and I'll go back there later. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it before. But anyway, so I think I'm going to start saying that although I disagree how the person, I disagree with what the person says in the topic of the week, I will say that I think we all know, and if we don't, if you don't, you will. We all know somebody like this that they describe, you know, like the anarchists that say, that don't want leaders and then treat every non-anarchist like a child in school and blah, blah, blah. All this paragraph that start as an anarchist, we generally say blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And there's a lot of we's. And although I don't recognize myself and my dear friends there, I do recognize sometimes a person that is like that. And honestly, sometimes not even a person that is like that, but a person that sometimes can be like that. And I think maybe even myself at some moments, like I'm pretty sure that at some moment in my life, somebody was talking something about, I don't know, Emma Goldman. And I was like, go fuck yourself. She's the best person ever. She's my friend. You don't know what you're talking about. That said, like, I think there are a few different things. There are some people, like, in every place in the world that use anarchism as a way to succeed in life. I don't know, like, make of anarchism, like, a social, political, I don't know, a career or something. And there is the thing that we are just humans full of emotions and passions. And sometimes we are taken over by, like, sometimes we have, like, we create a big connection with some author that might be or might not be alive, or is a person that is actually our friend, and we take it very personally and we get defensive if somebody say something else. But as I said, it does include all the things this person said. I feel more like when the part when treating others that are non-anarchists like child in school, it's not necessarily that the person is an asshole, but I think that that is more problematic. And but also I can see, if you want to interrupt me, because it can become painful. But anyway, I think that it sounds a lot like when we are very young and we are very full of ourselves and we like to say what is right and what is wrong for everyone. Like we think we understand everything. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but we come up sometimes as like being the asshole when we do that. We all did that. We all, or if you didn't, you should have done that at some point. It's just part of learning. Maybe there are some people that don't do that, but I guess most people I know, including myself, have done something like that at some point. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think breaking heroes, celebrities, and leaders into three discrete groups is helpful for the way I think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of this gets into people not having a concept of scale. So, like, I don't think there are anarchist celebrities. I think that's a figment of people's imagination. And that the people that they think of as anarchist celebrities are not celebrities by any actual metric. And this person's world has just become so small that they think that this anarchist is a celebrity.
Or there's also the possibility that for good or for bad, this person treats that person as a celebrity. You know, it creates a relationship like separates that person from the rest that is happening and see that, like, really, like, want to be a it's
sure. But I guess what I'm saying is when someone thinks that there is an anarchist celebrity, it speaks more about the person thinking than about the person that they think is a celebrity.
I agree.
The person that they think is a celebrity has sold 20,000 copies of a book, you know, has a medium successful podcast, you know, not an actual celebrity, right? Like a celebrity in the real world has a level of resources that, like, they're wealthy, you know what I mean? Like, their interactions with law enforcement, with food, with borders, all these things are different than regular people, right? Their healthcare is different than regular people. Like, celebrities have material stuff.
Okay.
And an anarchist celebrities do not, right? Anarchist celebrities can live out of their van and be a prominent zine publisher, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even someone like they mentioned, like David Graeber, like most people don't know who that is. Like, even for all the books he sold, which is a ton by anarchist standards, like, he didn't have enough money to retire on. You know what I mean? It's a figment of people's imagination. It's just that this person is so much maybe better known than they are. By scale, the person seems like a celebrity, but like, yeah, I think it fundamentally doesn't exist.
No, the only thing that I'm thinking about with celebrities is because I always thought celebrities more related like to how well known a person, like the fame more than the money and the wealth. And I do think there are scales of like you can have small scale celebrities. But I do agree with you that it tells more about the person who considered the other a celebrity than the celebrity itself. And I think, I as I said, I run too fast through the comments, but I think there was even like something, somebody saying something about it, like, that some people are that were considered celebrity, like anarcho, how they say here? Oh, some people that had some kind of anarcho status. But I don't think it has to do with what the people did. It has to do more the kind of relationship that the person creates with them. And yeah, there are people that, one, they act, they do stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, they will be more prominent. There are people that are good with people. And the likelihood is that they will maybe know more people, especially. And I think, let me just go to the side a little. And I think it has to do with this world that we live, that of course all worlds has its things that are really hard. And for me, especially right now, one of the things is really hard is this internet or this digital kind of relationship, because it separates you completely from a person. At the same time, it like puts some people on the spot. It's easier to put people on a spot and put a lot of, I mean, this thing of followers, like you have Instagram, you have followers, you have Facebook, you have followers, you have...
On Facebook, you have friends, they're mutual.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, that's a good point. Still, I don't know if I would consider them friends, but it's a good point.
My point is that it's a unidirectional relationship.
It's a good point.
But yeah, Twitter and Instagram, you have followers.
I mean, a lot of these social media, they have followers. Yes. And so there is a way that these digital relationships, they create a kind of relationship with the people that use it and the people who are, for some reason, who get the attention, that are called influencers or whatever.
Yeah, I think the internet can work in sort of, not both directions, because I never felt like it, but like, I found that, like, I mean, I got on social media in like the late teens, like the 20s, I guess like 2017, 2018. And mainly 2018. And I found that I was able, in very much the same way that when I was young, I was able to reach out to most of my favorite like anarchist authors, or like, you know, a political prisoner who to me was like larger than life. I found that like authors and journalists outside of the anarchist milieu became like that to me as well, where like I could comment on or send a direct message to a journalist that I liked, and they would, if the thing I was saying was worthwhile, they would often respond, you know, or like a sci-fi author who's not in the anarchist milieu at all.
Yeah.
If I commented on something they had done or tagged them on something that was actually interesting, like they would respond to me.
Yeah.
And so in some ways it made it, it puts you farther apart, because you can interact with a lot of someone's content without ever meeting them. But also I think it makes it sort of balances out, where you can still just reach out and touch somebody. Whereas like, yeah, I mean, when I was young, because most of my favorite authors were anarchists, when I got old enough to hitchhike, I just went around the country meeting my favorite authors and like political prisoner, and you could just write letters to the day I realized you could just write a letter to any political prisoner and they would almost certainly write back to you was like a big, a big moment as well.
Yeah. But then again, it's how, and we, sometimes we idolize people, like we, as you, these people seem in some way unreachable. And then when they actually reach back to you, you like, you feel all these things. And if you don't let absolutely blurred by it and become just like a dumb follower, you can actually establish a relationship with this person and learn other things that might be interesting. Or maybe you learn other things that makes you lose the interest in the person. But yeah, so I forgot where I was going. But I think it's just like, I think my point was this thing with celebrities, it has a lot to do with how people react to it. But there's also, I think, there's a lot of scales to it. Sure. I don't think it's just like the big celebrities with money. And it's not so black and white too, I think.
Yeah,
it's,
but I just think that like on when there isn't money involved, you know, like when we're not talking about the type of celebrities I was talking about before with resources, then yeah, I think celebrity just winds up being in the mind of the spectator or whatever. Whereas like, cause like, yeah, like I just, literally anyone who isn't filthy rich is accessible to you.
Okay.
If you just want it, right? Like leftover crack while they were at the top of their game in like the mid 2000s or whatever. Like if you wanted a ride from not hypothetically speaking, if you wanted a ride from Philly to Baltimore in their van and they were going there and you needed to get there, you could still just walk up to them and be like, hey, you guys are going there. Can I get a ride with you? And they would just be like, yeah, sure. And I don't know how many people thought to ask them, mm-hmm. but the point is like anyone could.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like, and similarly, I mean, fucking Ted Kaczynski or whatever, like if when he was alive, you ever bothered to write him a birthday card or something, he would just respond to you and he'd answer your questions until you upset him. And then he would stop answering your question. But literally any of these people, until someone has like filthy rich money, they're not unreachable the way a celebrity is to me, you know?
Yeah. No, I see your point. Maybe I really don't know what a celebrity.
Well, no, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying.
No. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm not taking it personally. I'm just saying that I really don't know what a celebrity means. But you said something that maybe still makes sense to what I was thinking. That is, the celebrities maybe that creature that just lives in your mind. Like it's just that that thing. It's different. Like maybe somebody can become a celebrity because it was at some point like a leader or something, and then at that point that this person become a celebrity is just like, it's not a person, is that idea or image of something. And that's, sorry guys, that's on you. You don't need to kill them. You don't like it's like with to get a mainstream thing, like with John Lennon. The guy really didn't have to kill. Like John Lennon was having like his own life or whatever, trying his own things, but he was this something in somebody's mind that was impossible if he was not the celebrity the person wanted him to be. Answering slowly. So no, you don't need to kill the celebrity. You need to kill maybe the celebrity in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Point one.
Yeah. For heroes and leaders, I think is interesting. And I guess, yeah, heroes and leaders are very different, particularly within anarchism, because anarchism has such a history of like individual action, I think, that it's very easy to be a hero without being a leader. You know, any of the like Berkmans or Chalgoshes or whatever, you know what I mean? Where people are like, that dude did some ill shit, you know, but like would never, you know, but no one would ever be like, yeah, he was a leader, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are definitely, particularly in anarchism, are two really different things. I don't know. I guess there's like the concept of leaders. Like, I mean, no one should have the capacity ideally, no one should have the capacity to like send you into war, you know? But I don't think that the idea of following people is objectively bad at all. And I mean, Lumpy had a good comment where he was like in the comment section where he was basically like, the role of the leader is to like be extremely temporary and be gone as soon as anyone wants them gone. And I don't necessarily think that that's the case. I think maybe it's their job is to be gone when a lot of people want them gone. Because there's always somebody who wants you gone. And I guess I just, like, looking back at, like, anarchist history, like, you can just imagine that, like, Machno or, now I'm drawing a blank, like, the floor, like the Magones or whatever in Mexico, like if they existed today, it would just be like, oh yeah, like I heard Machno is like super problematic. Like his ex-partner said to me that he like dragged her into some like situations that she like wasn't comfortable with, you know.
Stop it. That's
no, I'm fucking serious. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like there's like none of those people could have existed in like the takedown culture that we have today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there were things complicated with Machno and the, I forgot their name too. It's the both brothers. One is something Flores Magón.
Yeah.
And the, I can't remember that either.
Well, what's your point?
I forgot. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, sure. If the fact that I named men or whatever is not, but I mean, like, yeah, people could be like, yeah, Emma Goldman probably, yeah, right? She had partners that clearly kind of fucking hated each other. So the idea that, like, everyone's cool with this situation is, like, probably not the case, you know? I guess my point is just, like, I think, like, any of those people would be canceled today and you just wouldn't have their contributions. And maybe there's a bunch of anarchists, particularly on A News, that like think that that's fine and good or whatever. But like, I don't.
Yeah, no, I think my problem with this that you're bringing, I think that this discussion here, I might be wrong, but I think it has nothing to do with the cancel culture thing. Like trying to bring, yeah, that people said things in the past, did things in the past that, even if you can consider it reasonable, it's different from different standards for today. So obviously, if they said that they said then, in that context today, it would be complicated. But maybe these people wouldn't say that thing if they lived today.
Sure.
So that's why I'm not, I don't want to go.
Yeah, see, I guess I read cancel culture here because I say that we say we have little need for living heroes and then write exhaustive texts defending any person of anarcho status from any sort of criticism.
Oh, I see.
You know, and where I guess maybe that could be of their, that maybe that person is where this text is assuming that person's a writer and that the criticism is of their ideas. But I guess I wrote the any anarcho status being like just a person who's well known. Right. Like,
yeah, I think for me, like, I think there is one thing, there are two things that I want to bring with that.
Sorry, I guess I just like here where like, I guess the fact that the person is being criticized here is what led me to believe that, where like, if it's not the person being criticized, if it's their ideas being criticized, then also like defending them is not, then defending the ideas is not problematic.
I see. No, it what you're saying, yeah, it makes sense. I do think that one, the problem is one that who is criticizing, like, if you're criticizing the person personally and you don't know them, it has to do with the last topic that we discussed while ago, like 3-4 weeks ago, I don't know. But yeah, if you're talking about something that you heard of, the person that you don't actually know, that you don't actually lived with, that you have no context to do, then you're just treating this person as a celebrity or something. That's in your head. Like that, either if you're talking shit or if you're not talking shit, you're treating the person as a celebrity.
Yeah. I guess I was more referring to just like social assassination of leaders, basically.
But on the other hand, like I can also see like if somebody is talking shit about somebody that I like very much, even if I recognize that the person that I like very much has like flaws, because we all have that, that's stupid. We all have like, there is things to criticize about everyone. That's yes. easy. That's so fucking easy. Yeah, you can. So if I see that somebody's just like criticizing just to criticize somebody that I really like you will see me jumping on this person's neck and eating maybe the ear or something. And it's not because this other person is like a god, a hero or something. It's just because I do have like a strong feeling. I really like this person and I do embrace this person like with their flaws. And if I think what you're saying is just shit because you're being a piece of shit, I'm going to jump on your neck. Not, doesn't matter. I think it's just being human and having friends.
Yes.
But anyway, but I like the way you were going, like talking the difference between celebrities, then heroes, then leaders. So heroes, I also think it's a complicated way of treating people. It also makes these people like, in a way, unreachable, like as if like you could not do what the fuck they are doing, like, and you can just go and do it. It's nobody said it's going to be easy, but it really like is just about just start.
Well, sometimes, like especially the political prisoners, I think it's not can't, it's won't, you know. And that's fine. I think it's okay to be like, I won't burn down a fur farm or what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I don't think that that's a matter of like building, like, I think some amount of like heroism, like, I don't know. I think like when people are in prison, like celebrating them is fine. Like that's how you get support for people.
Okay,
you
know, but what I mean? I'm not saying not to celebrate some people and to celebrate their action. I'm saying not turning them into heroes. They're not heroes. I think the heroes is the one that is doing something that you can't. And there's a difference. Like maybe you won't, but it's not that you can't. And like there's a lot of people that do things that I might or might not do, and I admire them. And I think that's, you know, I admire like a real person, and I understand they have flaws. I want to bring Emma Goldman again because people who know me personally know that I fucking love Emma Goldman. And I was not kidding. Like I was just using an example, but I did say that she's my friend and all that because we had long conversations too. But still, yeah, I do recognize her flaws. I do, I do, or not even flaws, like there are things that I just don't agree with her. And I admire her. I admire her braveness. I admire her, a lot of things she did.
See, I guess when I say hero, I don't mean like a superhero. Like, I don't mean like someone who literally does things you can't do. I just mean like to me, like a hero is like, yeah, is someone who has the same capacity as everyone else, but like chooses to act differently than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, like that's bravery, right? Like bravery isn't doing something that no one else can do. Bravery is like doing the thing that no one else will do and understanding what you're doing, right? It's not being foolish or like taking risks where you don't understand. It's being scared and doing the thing anyway that like to me, like that's hero shit, you know? And so like maybe, but I don't know. I mean,
yeah, maybe it's just us disagreeing in the, it's just well, a cement.
And that's part of what I saw in the comments that was super boring for me. It was just like, so much of what anarchists do and don't like is just a matter of semantics. Like people like this thing, but not that thing. And it's okay if it's done in this way, but not that way. But like, 90% of it is all the same shit, and people just have like their own little pet words that they use for stuff. Which is also one of the things that, like, on one hand, I was excited to do this because I wanted to rail against the concept of anarchist celebrities, but also, like, yeah, I think most of this stuff is just like not even real. Like the idea of like anarchist leaders, like, what are you talking about? Like the thing where people talk about like hierarchical authority. Like, within the anarchist milieu, no one can make you do anything. Yeah. No one's a general who can send you. Like, so what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like what, who is this leader that you can't move out or replace?
Yeah.
And to me, like, that's the thing, is like, all of these are just like weird figments of people's imagination and are just produced by like people's own lack of agency.
Yeah. And I think it is, I will repeat that, it's a product of the, like, that's one of the reasons why I fucking hate internet and social media. It is shaping people to behave in a certain way. You are all the time in the internet communicating with people this way. That's what you do all the, you're fucking shaping how your life is. You're fucking shaping how you relate to people. So yeah, we live in this world. We cannot ignore these technologies, and we can use them, and they do have some advantage sometimes, but like, look around and try not to be just that, because if you are just that, you're becoming that. You're becoming a follower, and sorry, you're not, unless you're a celebrity, you're not even becoming a influencer or something. I don't know. But I just want to say, I remember I had this kind of discussion about followers and all that a long time ago with some friends, and I remember that they were bringing something that I think it's much more interesting way of thinking, even thinking about people that we don't have a relate, like authors that are dead or actors that we admire, or people that we admire in general, that is like not following them, but walking with them. So you have a group of people that, are they like people that are alive or not? Are they people that are your friend next to you or an author or something? But you walk with them. It means that they are around you. It doesn't mean that you are following and trying to trace the same steps they made, but they are in your life. Like, you are having conversations with them. You go check on them. You see, you think. And of course, they won't respond to you. Or they will, because they already responding for questions that you have, or you can find some things that you were looking for.
You're talking about dead people now?
What?
You're talking about dead people now?
Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, dead people too. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm just
saying, because I'm not responding. I'm just trying to understand.
Because when I'm talking, because those are the people that are easy to become like celebrities or heroes, because they are separated. You know, it would be easy to follow them since they are not like responding your letters or anything.
Because even like living major anarchist authors, like even Graeber or like Chomsky or whatever, like if you write any, I mean, Graeber's dead now, but like
there's never, is not anarchist.
Sure. But even still, there's never been a time when if you wrote Chomsky an interesting letter or email, he wouldn't respond. You know what I mean? Like that's unreachable celebrity thing.
I know.
Literally, death is the only thing.
I know. But my point is that, like, what would be like the thing that you in the anarchist milieu that you could then establish this relationship? Because really, you cannot have an answer from this person. Not because they're wealthy, but because they are dead, or because they don't, like, it's too, they live too far away. They speak a language that you have no idea.
In which case they cease to be problematic because they can't be a leader.
No, but I'm still saying that this thing that I'm saying, you still can create a relationship with them that is not a follower.
Yeah.
That is just like, it's a company. This person walks with you. You are walking. But you're walking your own path, and they are with you.
Yes, you've said this.
I know, but I'm trying to make this point of like how you don't become a follower. You know.
Sure.
You don't have to. You just, and I'm saying you don't have to even with these people that in theory are unreachable, because you just bring them along with you. You don't put them like to lead the way. You create your own way.
Yes. Well, especially when someone's dead, they literally can't. I mean, they're not.
Well, Marx wanted to be...
They're not there to tell you what to do, though. Marx, you can make any choice you want.
Marx made sure that he left a lot of writings to tell people what to do so people would follow him. He did that. And, he was not the only one who did that.
Well, and,
all people, a lot of them, these... No, a lot of
and
these...
And how many types of Marxism are there now?
Wait.
That's my point. You literally dead people cannot lead. They are physically incapable of it. They have no authority over you. Any authority they have over you is like your own weird little mental prison that's entirely your fault. And maybe that's the thing I really wanted to get to is I've never heard anyone complain about like having like being oppressed or whatever by some kind of an anarcho leader who didn't either just have like massive self-esteem problems or borderline personality disorder. Like, literally no semi-healthy person I've ever met has complained about having a problem with anarcho leaders.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I would again suggest the same thing that I suggested last time and other times, that is Etienne de la Boétie, that against the, I forgot the name of everything, but it's the voluntary servitude. About on the voluntary servitude, the text that he wrote about that.
Okay.
That is like the thing is not like what makes like an authority is not so much the authority, but it's all the people that treat them like such.
Sure.
All the people that follow them. So I thought that he is well known. I'm just don't know how to pronounce it here. It's spelled Etienne space LA. Okay, forget it. But anyway, but he wrote that when he was 16, and it was this text of he, and it's a short text, so look for it. I don't remember but if you text Etienne La Boétie and voluntary servitude, you will know. I bet most people already know it. I'm just saying for the people who don't.
Yeah. But I mean, your point about Marx is like a perfect one where like, yeah, of all the people to try to like really make sure that people knew exactly what he wanted from them. And there's Marxist Leninism, non-Leninist Marxism. There's Maoism. There's fucking whatever Babavakian's got going on. There's autonomous Marxism. Like there's infinite Marxisms. And that's the person who tried the fucking hardest to make sure that he couldn't be misinterpreted, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, sort of.
Anyone who can't make their own Marxism is just their own fucking head prisoner.
So I agree with you and that the person who makes the authority is really the person who is following. But I think my point with Marx is just like to bring that actually, yes, there is people that want to be that
I didn't say
leader.
No one wanted to. I just said they couldn't.
Right,
I don't
agree.
Know what people want. I agree. I can't see in people's hearts.
I agree. People can't unless other people make them such. But I'm just saying, it's not. I don't think it's bad to remember that. Yes, some people do want to be that leader that some other people will follow. Because, like, yeah, pay attention to what you're reading. I guess it's what I'm saying too. Like.
Lots of people want to. It just the fact that people want to isn't relevant.
Yeah.
If they're dead. You know?
Yeah.
And within the anarchist milieu, it's not even relevant if they're alive because, like, at least in the U.S., like, no one's going to enforce their, like, ideology on you by violence. So, I mean, within the anarchist milieu. And so, like literally the extent to which you're following someone is just entirely your choice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, the leader thing is. I don't know. I think for me the follower it ends up going back to the follower. So
there are no leaders. There are only followers.
Yeah, there are people who do take action, and then it's fine. And then you realize they're taking action, and in that moment it makes sense. And you go with them, not behind them, but on the side.
Yeah.
And you don't need to do it all the time. So, yeah, that could be, I don't know, words in English are too complicated. I don't want to discuss them anymore. But, yeah, just don't go behind anyone. Go on the side if you think they're interesting. I don't have anything to say. That's a good closer. Okay. Do you want to say anything?
Nope, that's a wrap. Another one in the bag.
Okay.
All right, Donnie fucking don't.
And Chi-Chi. Bye.